Surah al-Muddathir is a really, really amazing surah, and there's a lot of interesting points to highlight. One of them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us four pathways that lead us to the hellfire and punishment and pain. And so there's this kind of, you know, hypothetical but future conversation that's going to happen. مَا سَرَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرَ. What is it that landed you in hellfire? And then the people of the hellfire are going to respond, لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. So we weren't praying. We didn't used to pray. وَلَمْ نَكُوا نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. And we didn't used to feed the poor, right? وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. And we used to play around or be idle with those who were doing the same thing. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. And we used to deny the reckoning, you know, the last day. And so every believing person has to check themselves against these four things, right? If you're safe from every single one of them, then congratulations, you're doing a great job. But usually we have some sort of shortcoming or deficiency, right? Can we really, you know, okay, many of us, we take care of our prayers, alhamdulillah. But are we feeding the poor? Okay, most of us probably not. Are we basically having a sort of allegiance to truth that we're not even going to spend time with the people of falsehood, or we're going to sort of take it and make it into that public sort of unapologetic way? And are we living our lives, right? Don't think about belief in the sense of like propositions that you agree with, but think about it. If somebody looked at me, would they say that, oh, this person, they fear the afterlife, they fear the day of judgment? Or do your actions reflect actually that you are belying the day of judgment? Your actions show that your belief, it might be an idea that you think is true, but hasn't become internalized and part of your actions. That's an entirely other thing. This belief in the afterlife is something that's so central and so foundational to faith that you can't have morality without it. And that actually almost all kufr, you know, and denial is rooted in specifically the denial of the afterlife, right? And so that's why just shortly after, in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out people that claim that they would like their own personal revelation, right? It's kind of they want to be the boss, they want to control, they want to have their own criteria. Well, Allah should send me my own personal revelation. That's what Allah says. بَلْ يُرِيدُ كُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَن يُؤْتَى صُحُفًا مُّنَشَّرَةً. Is that every one of them, they wish that they could have their own revelation. But then what does Allah say? كَلَّا بَلَّا يَخَافُونَ الْآخِرَةَ. No, what's really at the bottom of this is that they don't fear the afterlife. Because if you fear the afterlife, you fear recompense, you're afraid of the consequences of your actions, the afterlife. If anything that's like guidance comes to you, you're going to take it seriously. You're going to look at it as like, oh no, is this something that I need to be following? Is this something that I need to use to improve myself or to get closer to my creator, right? But the opposite is true. If you don't fear the afterlife, if you have no sense that your time is limited and the consequences are eternal, then even if the perfect proof and the perfect guidance comes to you, you're going to be like, ah, you know, whatever, what's this? Why should I need to follow it? I can get away with it. It's not going to affect me. Why would I make things more difficult for myself by restricting myself, disciplining myself in this life, when I could just be having a good time? I could just be enjoying myself. So belief in the afterlife is absolutely fundamental to morality, to doing the right thing, to living a righteous life. And without belief in the afterlife, there's none of that. It's not possible. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is something that even people's excuses for not believing, at the base of it, underneath of it all, is that they're not afraid of what's to come.